The sermon for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 35. The sermon is entitled, The True Cost. Grace, rest, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Indeed, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. For these words in our gospel text today are very difficult words to hear. Jesus teaches the true cost of discipleship, the true cost of following Christ. And he lays out the blueprint for the crowds. He says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Those are difficult words to hear. A very tough prerequisite, that's right, to becoming a disciple. What does Jesus mean here? Our ears hear these words, and he mentions even our own life, that whoever does not bear his own cross cannot be his disciple. That is the call to self-denial, renouncing and turning from all that we have in this fallen world, forsaking all of this world, abandoning all that is of this world and all that it has to offer, and yes, to turn and follow him, to carry the cross. And yes, at the end of the day, the key here throughout our theme of the true cost of discipleship is a life of repentance. That is the turn of faith. To cling to Christ and his promises. Yes, in this call to repentance, there our sins are drowned, and as we daily emerge and arise to the newness of life, the righteousness of Christ, well, that is ours. And how do we know that? Well, in our baptism. In Romans 6 reads, do you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. With him. This is our life. This is the newness of our life right now, united in Christ Jesus, united in his death and resurrection. Victory is yours. The battle has been won from Calvary's cross and the empty tomb and the outpouring of the means of grace for each and every one of you. He who has ears, let him hear these words, the sweet words that only come from our Lord, delivered to us, through us, by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, for the crowds, little did they know what Jesus came to do. Little did they know what entailed in the passion of our Lord, the chaos of the crucifixion, the costs there too of following Christ in the midst of the dark world that hated him. Jesus was telling them, be ready. And he lays out the blueprint for each and every one of them. To be ready. And for you today, as we live post-resurrection, it is a scripture that reminds us of what it means to be ready, to be prepared, ready to go. That we are born from above through faith. And here and now we live as faithful children of God. Yes, we live in the new man, right? Covered by the blood of Christ, delivered from the domain of darkness to his marvelous light. Yet until his return, we still face the old man, the sinful nature. You know, speaking of baptism, my seminary professor at Fort Wayne told me once, as we are baptized into Christ, we are also entering into the apocalyptic battle against the spiritual forces of evil. Things we've never seen before, well, now we see them. That sin is real. The struggle of sin is very real in each and every one of our lives. The scheming evil foe is alive and well, continuing to try to tempt us and to turn us from Christ and His Word. See, in this battle, the Lord gives the blueprint. Jesus teaches the crowd, He teaches you, and He does not hold back to the true cost, not the cost that we want by our own desires and by our own convenience. No, the true cost of discipleship, to renounce all that we have, to take up the cross and follow Him. To drive home this point, Jesus says, for which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Makes sense, right? Before you build a building, or before you do electrical, Patrick, you don't just go in there wondering, what are we going to do next? No, you set the plan. You know, just imagine playing it by ear and imagine, okay, what do we do? Why don't we build the roof first? I mean, as we're building, wait, don't we need windows here? Oh, and a door. Don't we need to? Oh, it's too late. We already built the first floor walls. What are we going to do? I mean, this is not what we do when we assess how we proceed forward. No, we look at the blueprint. We look at the finished blueprint. Lest if it was not so, how foolish it would be. So Jesus teaches the crowd, we must first count the cost. Do you have enough to complete it? Yes, to renounce all that we have. That is the call. Even our own life, denying oneself. To strip away all that is of the world, the flesh, the carnal pleasures, the golden calves, the idols, the temporal trusts. To renounce all of it. To fear and love and trust in God above all things. Not just some things, not just what is convenient to us, but all things, everything. Friends, there are no compartments in our faith. It's not that this is a Sunday time for God and on Monday I have my own life, and on Tuesday I have that life, and on Wednesday I have that kind of life. No, this is the life of faith. This is who you are. The totality of your being is found and given by the very Word of God. But yet as we count the cost, as we assess, there we see how easily it is to turn to our own way, our old ways. How easy it is as the sin is ever before us. And this is the tension, right? As we wrestle with our old Adam. But in that wrestling, that's the tension, isn't it? We also have the newness of life. That we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Yet at the same time, there is that struggle, isn't there? Right? The devil, right? He says, no need to live in this struggle. Live as you please. The new man, no, go with what you know. The old Adam is better. You can have your own little God. You can live your life on your old ways. You can do whatever you want because there you will find your joy. See, the crowds, little did they know what was to come in Jesus' death upon the cross. Little did they know the true cost of what it meant to follow the Christ. For us, as we follow Him, we also dwell upon that cost. Yes, of course, Pastor, I renounce all of it. Well, except that little thing. Well, that's mine, right? Oh, that little thing I call me, myself, and I. Oh, no, God, you can have everything else. But me, myself, and I, no, that's mine. I know we all have that struggle in our lives. I know we all have that in our lives, thinking that as we look to those things, oh, we tell ourselves in our sinful nature, that is the cure to my suffering. That is the salve to all the affliction that I have. How glorious my golden calves look. Isn't this the struggle for you and I? And Jesus clearly lays out the blueprint for you. He says, no. That human blueprint, that sin blueprint will not give you your eternal foundation. That by this very word, well, he turns you to his word. See, the world as we live it right now, the word has been changed, or people are twisting the word, or people are trying to dilute this very word. We see it in even Christianity today, sadly. As this word has become countercultural, even in churches today. A humbling reality this is in our spiritual landscape. And yet, here we are, as Jesus gives to us, clearly in his blueprint, to count the cost. Not just some of the word, but the whole word. Not just what fits into our narrative, no. What fits in God and his word. And at the end of the day, as we count the cost, there we turn. We repent, confessing our sins to God, and there we rest as we too daily emerge and daily arise to the newness of life by the one who counted the cost and fulfilled all of it for us. Of course, you know who that is. It's no one else but Jesus Christ alone, who indeed counted the cost for you. He counted the cost. He knew the price that needed to be paid. And there he came into the world to die an innocent death, to face betrayal and hatred, because he very well knew that this is the will of the Father, to pay the price, to fulfill the cost, as he died the death for each and every one of you. Not just any death, but death upon the cross. Where there the true foundation was given, the true cornerstone, not with silver or gold, but with his body and blood, the payment price for the forgiveness of all your sins. See, you and I can't, no matter how much we elevate or ascend to God, say, look, Lord, look how much I've done. That cost will never be sufficient. But the payment price that Christ has given to you, there your sin, there your death has been atoned for. There you have been won. The devil has been defeated. The gates of hell no longer has power over you because our Savior has fulfilled it, redeeming you, reconciling you to God. Because he counts the cost and he gets it done. He finishes it all for you by his death and resurrection, counting the victory that you have by what our Lord has done. And this is yours. You have victory. I know some of you may know my father died this week. I'm not going to cry. Yet earlier on that day of his death, I actually went down there, and he was well. You know, he looked good, and we were talking for a bit, for probably like a half an hour. And I told my dad in Korean, oh, I'm going to bring out the Korean here. I told him, my dad in Korean, I said, "Sungni," and what that means is, in English, victory. I said, "Victory, Dad. That is yours, because victory is Christ. Victory. Nothing can take that away from my Father, because the resurrection is our victory, not only for my Father, but for each and every one of you. This is your life. You're not wondering if you've paid the payment price. No, this is your life, because the empty tomb has written your life all by his very work, the newness of life, over sin, death, and the power of the devil, and this is yours. The cost was met. The gospel for each and every one of you. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hear those words. Victory. Forgiveness. Redemption. Life. And these are words that were given to you by the gracious work of Christ. These are true and trustworthy and eternal by the very Christ who counted the cost and who fulfilled it for every one of you. He who has ears to hear, let him hear those words. And there we rest. We rest in the victory of the forgiveness of sins. We rest in the salvation won for us. We rest because we know our names for sure, by certainty and fact, that each and every one of your names are written in the book of life. Oh, counting the cost, it has been done, and it is Christ for you. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sunday sermon from Faith Lutheran Church in Moore Park, California. For more information, visit us on the web at faithmoorpark.com.